Italy's Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, addressed his parliament earlier today, talking about contradictory conclusions reached in a joint American and Italian investigation into the shooting death of Nicola Calipari. Calipari was the Italian intelligence agent killed by American soldiers 2 months ago on the Baghdad Airport Road shortly after he secured the release of an Italian hostage, Giuliana Zagrena. For more on the story, we turn to Jeff Israeli, the Time magazine bureau chief in Rome, and he's with us by phone from Rome. Nice to have you back on the program, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
Remind us quickly, what is the fundamental dispute between these two versions of what happened on that day on the Baghdad Airport Road?
Well, the basic dispute is over both the action and behavior of the car, of the driver of the car in which the victim was riding, as to its speed and as to the way it reacted when it was approached by U.S. troops. And then, of course, the actions of the U.S. troops themselves, whether they signaled, whether there were warning signals, whether they shot at the ground before opening fire into the car. And so it's a question of two different accounts of a scene that probably lasted no more than 6 or 7 seconds.
The American conclusion was that these soldiers followed their rules of engagement, acted properly. Maybe the rules of engagement weren't correct, but they followed the rules as they were, and they will not be punished. The Italian said, look, we had told the Americans ahead of time that we were coming in with this freed hostage, we were going at a proper speed and got no warning, and all of a sudden Americans opened fire on our car and an Italian intelligence officer is killed.
Yeah, there was obviously a breakdown in communication. There's no doubt that the soldiers at the checkpoint did not know that this car was coming with this freed hostage and the Italian agents in it. And the Italians didn't know that this checkpoint was set up so close to the entrance of the Baghdad airport. The Americans made it clear to their Italian counterparts that they would not hold their soldiers accountable in any way for the incident, and that for the Italians was an unacceptable conclusion. Mr. Calipari was hailed here in Rome after his death as a national hero. He had not only freed this journalist Ms. Screna, but had been part of other actions to free hostages in the past, and so the Americans' decision to not accept any of the responsibility for the incident was unpalatable for the Italians.
Silvio Berlusconi has been a supporter of President Bush. Italian troops are in Iraq. That's not a very popular move to a lot of people in Italy. What did the Prime Minister have to say about this incident today to Parliament?
Well, he reiterated what was in the Italian report and saying that the Americans, while of course not intentionally aiming at their Italian allies, nevertheless bore some responsibility for this shooting death. He reiterated some of the specifics about the speed of the car, about the lack of warning shots, and he said that. But in any case, that this would not affect the alliance and the friendship between Italy and the U.S. Berlusconi, as you've mentioned, has been a staunch ally of President Bush and the U.S.-led war in Iraq. And this incident has badly bruised him. He had hoped with a joint investigation that the findings would help resolve this issue, and the Americans gave absolutely no ground and left him sort of out in the cold. He was hoping today in Parliament to try to put this to bed, as it were, to stand up for Italy's point of view, but at the same time to to repeat that Italy stands with the Americans in the efforts in Iraq.
As you mentioned, there was outrage when this happened. Calipari, a national hero now. What is going to be the reaction to the Prime Minister's speech today? I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you just to wrap this up in a few seconds.
Yeah, well, you know, it may be that at this point that that Italians are ready to move on in the short term. You know, in the long term, Berlusconi is up for re-election a year from now. His foreign policy has not been particularly popular here. Public opinion has been opposed to the war from the outset, and many Italians want to see the Italy's 3,000 troops come home, and this incident certainly adds to that sentiment, and Berlusconi may have to weather those sentiments down the road when election time comes.
Jeff Israeli, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jeff Israeli, Time bureau chief in Rome, he joined us by phone from his office there. Ira's here tomorrow with Talk of the Nation Science Friday. We'll see you Monday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.